Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. As governments continue to be under increased scrutiny to improve efficiency and be ever more vigilant with their use of public funding, they are increasingly adopting alternative models and approaches to providing services. One innovative approach federal agencies are pursuing is the use of shared services as a way to reduce cost and stretch budget dollars to meet their mission. To be successful in this area, federal agencies require assistance, and the Program Support Center within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, offers such support, providing essential administrative functions needed to keep government agencies operating. What is shared services and its benefits? How does HHS's Program Support Center manage the business of government? And what is the Program Support Center doing to increase its customer base? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Paul Bartley, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Program Support at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Director of its Program Support Center. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So, Paul, before we delve into the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Program Support Center, I'd like you to provide some context. Would you briefly describe the mission, scale of operations, and the budget size of your parent organization, HHS?
Sure. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is their goal is to have all Americans live a happier, healthier, more prosperous, and more productive life. The agency's really got three major missions: health, obviously, the human services aspect, and then food safety. So those are the three missions. The budget, HHS's budget is around $1 trillion. It's about a quarter of federal outlays. It's the nation's largest health insurer. They handle more than $1 billion in claims each year. Medicaid and Medicare are part of HHS, obviously.
So along those lines, would you tell us more about the specific mission and scope of the Program Support Center? When was it created, and how does it support the overall mission of HHS?
Sure. The Program Support Center was started in 1995 under Al Gore's Reinventing Government initiative. The idea here was that government was in need of more efficiency, and at the time they noticed that administrative operations were really spread out through many, many different units. There was no cohesive group performing these activities, and HHS was actually in the forefront here. Shared services is a concept that's really taken root in the private sector. I think the numbers are in the 90% range in terms of how many private sector organizations utilize shared services. So 95 was pretty early for the government. Donna Shalala was the secretary of HHS. She started the Program Support Center. And when I say she started it, I mean she started it. It didn't just happen under her watch. I had the pleasure of meeting with, it's now President Shalala. She's the president of a university in Florida. And she asked me when she met me, are you guys still the business functions for HHS? You're not the bureaucrats, are you? And it was very gratifying to me to know that here 17, 18 years later, we are the business side. We are the folks that are keeping the trains running in a very efficient way. And we've grown every year since she started us, and I can talk some more about that later.
With such a critical mission, I'd like to understand the operational footprint of PSC. Would you tell us more about how it's organized, the mix and size of its product and services portfolio, your overall budget, the number of folks who are employees in PSC, and the scale of operation? How do you get funded?
Sure. PSC offers over 40 products and services. There, we've organized the services into what we call portfolios, and they are facilities and logistics, financial management, occupational health, acquisitions, and a catch-all group really called administrative operations. That's all the other activities that aren't included in those first four. So if I could just real quickly go through a few of those. In facilities and logistics, HHS owns or leases 53 million square feet of real estate. It's a staggering number. My group has oversight over that 53 million. Obviously, the operating divisions like NIH or Food and Drug Administration, Indian Health Service, all have staffs that run those buildings, but we have the policy and oversight for that. We also operate about a million of that 53 million ourselves, particularly in the DC area. So that's facilities and logistics. Under financial management, we are the main accountants for a number of the operating divisions at HHS. They have outsourced that function to us. We do a number of different other things in financial management. Under occupational health, our group is called FOH, Federal Occupational Health. It's a 65-year-old organization, just happens to be part of PSC now. And their mission is to care for federal employees, and they've got a very broad reach. One of their main products is clinics. We operate 300 health clinics around the country. And that touches a number of federal employees, obviously. Under acquisition services, we are one of the acquisition shops within HHS. We're the fourth largest. And we not only service a certain segment of the operating divisions, but we take all comers. So if somebody needs us to buy something, even outside of HHS, we do that for them. And then administrative operations is everything, like I said, that's not in that other mix. We've got travel here, mail delivery, a number of items like that, child care center. There's a lot of different things. Our staff is about 3,000. 600 of them are federal employees and about 2,400 contractors. Our funding, we are not an appropriated entity. So all of our funding comes from our customers. The only way we get a dollar of budget is to provide value to our customers. And this is actually one of the things I like about the way we were set up. We have to kill what we eat, essentially. It's really like a business. And our customers are very exact about what they want, and we're very exact about how much it costs. It's a handshake, and very well understood what we're providing and understand what they'll provide to us.
Well, Paul, I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as the director of the Program Support Center within HHS. What are your duties and responsibilities, and what's a day in the life of the director?
A good analogy here would be a private sector CEO. The analogy is not perfect, but we have a board that oversees us that I have to answer to. I do have a boss as well. In a sense, I have to answer to the shareholders and the board. I've got five folks, executive level folks, that run those five portfolios that I mentioned. So they're really handling the day-to-day responsibilities. I'm more concerned with the strategic direction of the place. I spend a lot of time at headquarters explaining what we're doing, pushing initiatives. The other folks are making the trains run on time. They're making sure services are getting delivered in the way we've promised them to our customers.
So regarding your duties and responsibilities and the crafting of the strategic direction for your organization, what are the top three challenges that you've faced in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, I mentioned earlier that we've grown every year since our inception, and one of my passions is selling the shared services message. The private sector has embraced this model. The government really has a ways to go, frankly. I think I'm very proud of many of the things we've done. There are some other providers in government that I'm sure we'll hear from on another day that do similar work that we do. But there's a vast expanse of government that needs this model. And it's my job, I think, to go out and sell that message. So it's really an external facing role and challenge. It's not just within HHS, although we also have pockets of areas that we need to work on. But getting agencies to come to us and understand that we can provide services in a more efficient way, in a better way, cheaper for them, is certainly one of my top challenges. The second challenge is really related to that. We're trying to grow 10% in revenue every year. And I want to distinguish that between revenue and cost. Every time we take on a new customer, we can reduce our rates because we're spreading our costs over a wider base. So it really helps the government anytime my group grows. And I know this is not a time when people are talking about growing government, but in a sense, it's a net decrease in government if you look at it at the federal level. For instance, I mentioned health clinics before. If an agency is running their own health clinic, either through a contract or their own feds, it's very likely that they're spending more than it would cost for us to do it for them. We've been doing this for 65 years. We've got 300 other clinics. We've got this down. We really know what we're doing. So it's much cheaper for us to perform that function for them. And if they hand it over to us, that increases our revenue. And my folks understand they have goals like that. But it cuts the cost to government. The third challenge I have is keeping my employees motivated. I'm sure it's no secret that feds are not the heroes they once were. And with all the budget cuts and lack of bonuses and increases in salary, it's tough to keep people motivated. And I have to keep reminding them that we have a mission to perform. And most people I know in government are not there for the money anyway. They're there because they have passionate feelings about making a difference. And when I can show them that they're making a difference here and saving the government money and providing services that allow HHS to perform its mission, then that's the way to motivate them.
So along the lines with challenges that you encounter, leading an organization focused on providing high-quality shared services at competitive prices can also be fraught, I assume, with unanticipated, unexpected surprises. To that end, since you've taken the role, how has it surprised you? What has been the most significant surprise you've experienced?
I know this is going to sound counterintuitive, but the excitement around shared services, I've been in this role about 6 years, and for probably the first 3.5 to 4 years, I was out with the rallying cry trying to get people excited. I've got contacts at other agencies who, like I mentioned, are doing similar operations, and we've been hitting our head against the wall trying to get folks interested in this. And we had kind of a breakthrough about a year ago. The talk around shared services is rising, and it's really a surprise to me to see it come. It may have to do with the way, you know, the political cycle is, or the fact that we're in the second administration of the same president. I'm not sure exactly what created it, but I'm certainly enjoying it, and it's been a surprise to me. Perhaps hitting our head against the wall paid off, but having folks paying attention to us and wanting to go to this model, whether you use PSC or any other of the shared services providers, it doesn't matter to me. Just the idea that we're becoming more efficient and doing things in a better way is a surprise and a delight, actually.
How does HHS's Program Support Center manage the business of government? We will ask its director, Paul Bartley, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.